For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The Troy Waterfront Farmers Market is set to move outside on Saturday to mark its 20th season. Spending the winter months inside the Troy Atrium in the city's downtown, the market will now offer more than 100 vendors for its estimated 10,000 weekend visitors. I spoke with Market President Zach Metzger about the upcoming season.
So coming up with the farmers market, we're moving outdoors on Saturday, May 4th, and we start at 9 a.m. and go till 2 p.m. that day. We're really excited because we've got a new layout this season. We're introducing some new vendors, and we're trying to get a little bit closer with the community and answer a lot of questions in the community about where the market fits in and how we work with everybody around us.
And I did see that there are 15 new vendors this year. What will they bring to the table?
So we've got some really, really wonderful possibilities there. And I'm excited about the folks that we're bringing in. So one of them is a fishmonger, which we have one fishmonger that's been wonderful. This one is going to bring in some prepared food and have some great treats. I understand lobster rolls are on the list, and I really love lobster rolls. I got the privilege of spending a summer in Maine, and the lobster there was just wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to that. We've also got some heritage breed duck and goose. And I hear really good things about that. There's a gentleman who, a family who brings in Spetzel, which I'm still struggling to say exactly. And I understand he is very festive and dresses up in lederhosen. So that'll be fun for the market. And that's a German style noodle made with fresh eggs. So you guys can go look that one up. There's also somebody bringing in a heritage breed Dorper sheep for meat and sheep products. And we have a really new person bringing in some specialty popsicles. So, among a few others, but those are the big ones.
Yeah, that's incredible. That'll provide a wide variety for, outside of maybe what people would think of your typical traditional farmers market, some new products there.
That's right. And so we're always looking for new things. And people ask us about how do you go to the farmers market? How do you become a vendor at the farmers market? And it's about bringing in something special and new that is different from what everybody else is doing. And that's whenever we bring in, like this year, where it's 94 applicants for the market, and it's really tough to go through that and figure out who's gonna be the best vendor, who's going to fit in with what we have. And the 15 we chose, we think bring in something really new and exciting.
Yeah, 15 out of 94. That's a pretty ridiculous acceptance rate. Did you ever think that over 20 years of the Troy Waterfront Farmers Market that you'd have 94 applicants for 1 year and you'd only be giving out 15 positions? It's quite a growth.
It is. And I haven't been around for 20 years at the market. And I'm still amazed in the 6 years I've been here of watching the growth. I think it's something I consider every year and the board does is, let's let in 94 new vendors and see what happens. And then we would have about 200 vendors really quickly, or 300 or 400. And suddenly it wouldn't be the same market that we have now. So we do have to be really cautious and maybe a little protective too of the vendors that we've got. I'm glad you mentioned the 20-year mark. So this is our 20th anniversary of the market, and we're really excited to look back and think about what the market looked like 20 years ago versus where we're at today, and it's amazing. It's just been such a wonderful, wonderful story.
So we've been talking a little bit about how the market has changed over the 20-year history, but there's certain aspects of it that have stayed the same.
That's right. We have five vendors, and I just recently learned this. I know them all, and I didn't realize they'd been here since the beginning. But Bornt Family Farm, Jerry Bornt, Saratoga Apple, that's Nate Darrow, and Wells Maple Farm, our farm, Jen Ward, which probably everybody knows, and then Sweet Tree Farm, Frank Johnson, they've been around since the very beginning of the market 20 years ago. And I think that really speaks to how strong of a market we've had, that these folks continue to make a viable business out of it every week, and they show up every single week. Actually, Frank's son is at the market every Saturday, Arlie, and apparently he's been there since he was a baby and has a picture of him at the first market for the farmer's market.
So as the market has expanded with more and more vendors, obviously the size of the market and the location of where the vendors are in downtown Troy for that Saturday market has also expanded. So how has that worked working with some of the existing merchants there in the brick and mortar businesses?
So we've seen some big effects to downtown because we bring in a lot of people. And so on the one hand, it's easy to say, wow, the market brings in, you know, upwards of 10,000 people. We've had up to 18,000 people at the market on a Saturday during some really busy Saturdays. That has an effect that's not all positive in downtown Troy. And I think we're trying to answer that and figure out how to do that. I mean, we can't expect the market to bring in 50,000 people a week and it's not going to be controversial. We're not bringing that number in, by the way, and we're not shooting for it. But we did have a negative effect over the years with some of the businesses in an area they call Lower River Street. There are several merchants down there, and the market kind of cut them off. And they've been trying to talk about it and get our attention for years. And I think it's been a difficult question to answer. And I'm hopeful this year that we've got an answer that will work for everybody. And we need to listen to the community. We're part of the community and not existing separate from it. So our new market members are going to be stationed down in Lower River Street with a new music stage. And we're really excited for some collaboration with the merchants down there and trying to bring in some business for them and trying to get our everybody excited about some new vendors that are going to be set up down that way.
From looking back to looking ahead, what is the status of plans to expand the farmers market to include a presence during the week? Because right now it is a Saturday event.
That's right. So we're working with David Bryce and the Atrium to see where the market could fit in. There's been the story over the past couple years that the market is working with the city of Troy and considering One Monument Square as a wonderful, wonderful addition for the market. And I think this is maybe a step towards that. It's at least a step towards what would the market look like 7 days a week. We all know that we can't have the Saturday market 7 days a week. It's awesome. It's a really wonderful market. We don't want to change that or take away from it. So we're looking at doing something a little different and having a weekday presence. That could be some of the vendors that we currently have, maybe expanding a product line or doing something a little different or doing what they do, maybe like a Lucy Joe's Coffee, bringing coffee in through the week to people that are already working in downtown Troy. And we know that downtown Troy is growing. The residential population is going up, but also the working population is going up. There are a lot more people having jobs downtown. And I think this could really fit in well with the growth that we're seeing coming.
Is there any discussion on the part of the farmers market and the vendors and the board about what the redevelopment of One Monument Square might mean for the market?
So the change of One Monument Square, you know, it's right in the middle of where our farmers market is at right now. So whatever happens to it, we know that the market's going to be a part of it or be affected by it. I guess there are so many questions that are still left unanswered about how that change is going to happen. Just recently, the city of Troy put out a request for qualifications for One Monument Square. So they're looking for people that are interested in filling that space and doing something with it. I guess we have to kind of wait and see what comes from that to know how the market's going to fit into it. I think the community brought a lot of great questions and concerns about how the market would fit in there. It's just too many things to know the answer to that one right now, but we're excited to possibly work with them.
Generally speaking, I mean, you are a farmer. You have this role with the farmers market. What sort of role do you think farmers markets in general play with connecting the community to where their food comes from to their local producers?
I think farmers markets fill a really special role for what I'll call city people, giving them a chance to connect with farmers and the food. It's not realistic to expect everybody who lives in an urban area to drive out to a farm once a week or more to get their food. So we provide a place where people can get that connection and talk with farmers or producers in general about their product. That's one of the really special things about our market, too. And a lot of markets do this, but we've been a producer-only market since the very beginning of the market 20 years ago. And one of the special things about that is when you go there, not every time, but most of the time, you're actually meeting somebody who has a hand in the production of that product. And that makes a strong connection. You can ask them questions about it. You can learn about it. There are so many things that people are worried about with their food, and they're right to be worried about a lot of these things. But I think asking the farmer, asking the food producer about those questions helps them to learn a little bit more. I think one of the really deep questions of our age is, what do we do with the internet? There's so much information out there. And I think when you can approach a person and ask them about the thing they're doing, you cut through so much of the sort of fluff and worry about what's going on there. And you can ask them, you know, deep questions. And I think the market's a really good place for that. Additionally, there's a culture element to the farmer's market. Going there, being part of the atmosphere is culture and agriculture, if you will. And that's a really great way to connect with your food and for people to come back to that idea that you can know about your food and it is important to add something to your life to be close to that.